First on the phone line now is Mick Rourke. He is the CEO of Signature Bank. All through the pandemic, Mick made a point of making his way into the studio for our segment, so he must be at a very high-powered meeting today off-site. Mick, how are you?
Good, my friend. It is high-powered, and I do miss seeing you and the entire staff down at WGN, so please give everybody my best.
You're coming up on an anniversary, right? 15 years?
15 years. Crystal is the appropriate gift. We started the bank on August 4th, 2006. It seems like a long time ago, but we're thrilled to be here, and I'm proud to say of the 14 employees that started with us, 11 remain, 2 retired, and 1 left. So our batting average is good for retention of key employees.
Okay, so you help out businesses. With this business, when did you know that you were going to make it and succeed?
I think it comes down to we wrote a business plan at that time that was vetted by all the regulators, and it was I'm proud to say it was a well-written business plan. So the fact that we knew that our plan, if we stuck to our knittings and if we followed through on all the information we put in there, we would succeed, and it worked. And by the first year, we were off and running, and we grew through the first crisis, we grew through the pandemic, and we're going to continue to grow to support Chicago businesses.
How are the businesses looking now? Who are you hearing from?
You know, everybody's doing much better. The restaurants have gotten their grants, the majority of them. The theaters, you know, you talked to our friend Joe Shanahan at the Metro. They've most of the concert venues have received their funds. So I think everybody overall is feeling better. But there is certainly a little bit of hesitation with these talk about potential lockups. So we're hoping that we get some clarity on that.
The CDC just came out with an advisory, and then Illinois followed up. Mick, you probably didn't hear, but Will County is one of the areas. They are under what's called a substantial level of community transmission. So it's not mandatory, but it's recommended. Now people start wearing masks inside in Will County, I mean, right in the metro area.
Right, and, you know, when the weather's nice, it's not as inconvenient as, you know, if this happens in November, December, January, we'll certainly feel the effect of that locally.
We're doing the Signature 6 at 6 today, and I was writing up some of it. Didn't think of it, but one industry or one area that still is really hurting are the food trucks, because while people are eating outside more, food trucks kind of lived off downtown in many ways, and there's not a lot of office workers yet downtown, and it looks like it might be a while yet before they come back.
Right, and I think, you know, a big thing that's going to happen this week is Lala, to see how that does. I think that will give people confidence if that goes off without any major issues. And the weather's nice. There are people downtown, but I agree with you. The food trucks aren't down there, but the restaurants are certainly doing better downtown now, which is nice.
And consumer confidence was flat today, but at a 17-year-old high. So that's not too bad. Or 17-month high, I should say. So we're doing well there. Anyway, the consumers are ready to spend their money.
Oh, my gosh. The consumers are. I was listening today about back-to-school shopping. If you think about it, last year there was no back-to-school shopping.
Yeah.
So the pent-up demand for back-to-school shopping, they said the big issue is there's still a number of items that are on back order. You can't get them because of the shipping crisis. That's what has to work its way through the system and get all these goods over here.
As a banker, do you run into that with your businesses, and how do you help that out?
Well, we do, and what we have to do is sit down with the management team of our businesses and understand their situation and try and craft a solution that works for the bank and for them, and whether that means extending terms, whether it means providing some flexibility, that's what we do. But the biggest part of it is sitting down and talking to people and listening to what our customers are facing and trying to be a solution for them.
What's been your biggest surprise through this pandemic when it comes to doing business banking?
I think the biggest surprise is, for me, I look back at how we felt at this time last year versus now, is just how resilient the local economy is. I mean, June, July last year, everybody was certainly hesitant about where things were going to come. Some people were a little more fatalistic, and to see how strong the economy rebounded and to see how well businesses are doing is certainly, it's positive. And I think that's the biggest surprise to me is, and not the biggest surprise, the most pleasant surprise is how resilient the economy is.
We're going to talk to Terry Savage in about an hour.
She's the best.
Yeah. Are you worried about inflation?
Well, I think inflation's out there, and, you know, if you go pump gas or you buy food, you certainly feel inflation. So whether or not they say there isn't inflation, there is, and I think consumers are learning to deal with it. And, you know, inflation has a way of working itself out with higher prices, and you see that with lumber came down because then people stopped buying lumber.
Right. Mick O'Rourke is the CEO of Signature Bank. Great to have you, Mick. Enjoy that meeting, okay?
Thanks. I appreciate it, my friend.
All right. We'll talk again. Now, you're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News.